Hello again, I'm Marilyn Forman from another episode of Inspired Parenting, and I'm from marilynforman.com. Today, I want to talk about peer pressure. Now, think about this, you know, it doesn't matter how old your kids are or how old you are, we still are impacted by our peers, or in young children's cases, by our parents, by the adults in our life. We are told what to do, rather than taught how to make decisions for ourselves. And if you think about peer pressure in the teen years where it's the worst, think about what kids who aren't impacted by peer pressure. Those are the ones with high self-esteem. They're confident in who they are and what they want, and they have no qualms about going against the status quo. So that's what you want to really build in your children early on in their life, is teaching them how to make decisions for themselves, to be happy with the choices they make, to make sure that they've covered all their angles, they've looked at all different aspects of it before they make a decision, and then when they do make a decision, they trust themselves. And so how do you do that? And that's by helping them make decisions by not telling them what to do, but asking them questions, and so they can learn to look at a situation from all angles. So my kids are fully grown and out on their own, and they still, every once in a while, will give me a call, not necessarily for advice, but just because they're running something by me. So they're looking for a new apartment. They know I'm not going to make the decision for them because they've learned that in their life. It's not up to me to decide what my children are going to choose. It's up to me to support them in whatever they choose. And so I will ask lots of questions. Well, have you thought about this? Have you thought about the location? Have you thought about the price? Can you handle that? Do you have enough space? Is it close to your work? I'll just ask lots of questions. And if I have a strong opinion about something, I will say, well, this is one thing that worries me. Like, it's not necessarily in a safe location. What are you going to do about that? And, you know, they'll either go, well, I thought of that, and, you know, I've taken this into account, or, yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, okay, I won't take it. So we teach them from an early age how to look at all the different angles by asking them lots of questions. And depending on how young your children are, you're going to ask them questions at a level they can understand. Mom, should I color the sky red or blue? You know, I mean, I could give an opinion, but I could continue asking questions. Well, what do you think? What do you feel like? You feeling like a red sky kind of day, or is it a blue sky kind of day? Or what do you have more of? Normally we see a sky as blue. Do you want it to be very art-like, that's different kind of art, and make the sky red for a change? Do you want it to look like a sunset? So that they start to think, oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Or, you know, no, I'm feeling like being kind of normal today. It's going to be a blue sky. But just asking the questions gets them thinking about what they want to do and gets them confident in their decision. So when they choose to paint the color the sky red, you're going to go, wow, that looks really cool. And they're going to go, yeah. And know that they made the decision from their choice, not because I said, I think you should paint the sky blue, or I should think you should make it red for a change. It's not coming from me. Instead, it's coming from them. They've decided, and then they're happy with their decision because they know why they chose it. And so if a child grows up like that, knowing that they trust their decisions, they trust themselves on how they made a choice, then they're going to feel good about themselves. And no amount of peer pressure is going to get them to change that, because they already know what they've chosen is the way they want to go. So I wanted to cover that today because it's such an important piece. I mean, as you know, I am very passionate about building strong relationships between parents and kids and raising self-esteem in parents and in kids. So those are the two main areas that I really focus on because I think they're the most important. If a child has high self-esteem, and a parent has high self-esteem, they feel good about who they are and they'll go out into the world and do what they need to do. If they have strong relationships, then they have a support system to go to. They know they have someone there that's watching their back, that's they can go to for, you know, advice or just to be there to support them. Those two areas, you're untouchable if you've got a strong relationships in your life and you've got high self-esteem. So those are the two areas that I really focus on in my coaching. And so building those strong relationships and building self-esteem is what you're doing by asking these questions. You're teaching your child that you trust their choices and where how they get their choices. And you're there to support them in the choices they make. So right there, you've got a strong relationship and you've got self-esteem. And in that, children will not be pressured by peers. They will be leaders in their community. They will be supporting underdogs because they know it's the right thing to do. I hope this has been really helpful. I know I love talking about all this stuff because it's a passion of mine. Oh, excites me. So go out there and feel good about who you are. Step into those decisions that you make for yourself. Enjoy your life and inspire your kids. Have a great day.